The Story of the Rebbe Who Couldn't Sleep. The Jewish people are always very careful to make sure that they don't hurt another person, no matter who the person is or how old they are. There was once a very large crowd by an event with the Holy Satmar Rebbe, Reb Yoel Teitelbaum, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. After this event, the Rebbe was very, very tired. After a long time, the Rebbe told his gaboyim, his helpers, that he was much too tired to continue to speak to people, and that he would have to rest. There was an 11-year-old boy who did not know that the Rebbe did not want anyone to come in, and this boy opened the door to come into the room. When the Rebbe saw the boy come into the room, the Rebbe felt frustrated and raised his voice to the boy, asking him, "Why did you come in here?" The young boy wanted to explain that he didn't know that the Rebbe was resting, but it was hard for him to speak. And after hearing the Rebbe raise his voice, the boy felt embarrassed and instead ran from the room. The Rebbe called his helpers to his side and asked them if the boy was still in the building. The Rebbe's helpers answered that the boy had left. The Rebbe then told his helpers that they should go to the boy's house and ask him if he can come as early as possible the next morning. Throughout that night, the Gaboyim could see that the Rebbe was feeling very troubled. The Rebbe was not able to sleep that night. When the boy came the next morning, the Rebbe said to the boy, "Please forgive me for what I did last night when I made you feel bad." The boy immediately answered, "Rebbe, of course I forgive you." Once the Rebbe saw that the boy really did forgive his actions, the Rebbe automatically relaxed from how troubled he had been feeling. This is a big lesson for us children. When someone chas v'shalom embarrasses someone else, it can be easy to think to themselves, "It wasn't so bad. I'm sure they forgive me." But in this story, we have one of the Gedolei Hador, one of the tzaddikim of the generation, and regardless of his importance or his righteousness, the Rebbe stressed how important it was that he ask this young boy for forgiveness. Let's try to remember this story throughout Sfira, and the next time we think we may have embarrassed someone, even if it was a mistake, being careful not to embarrass others and making sure to ask forgiveness if we do is a very great mitzvah.